Welcome to Florida Girl FM. This is your host, Tanya. Good morning, everyone. This is your girl, Tanya. I am on the topic of self-love. Self-love is broken down into two. And the way it's broken down is, of course, we know what love is, right? Love is a tense feeling of deep affection for someone or something, okay? And then, of course, self-love is self meaning you or myself. Okay, so I don't know how else I would break that down, but that's the best I can do right now. So getting on. Okay, with self-love, it's like taking care of self, okay? And that means mentally, physically, and health-wise, guys, okay? And also spiritually. And when you love on yourself, others will know how to love you just as well. So love first comes within. So that means if you love yourself, you will know how to get love from others and know that you won't let anybody run over you. You won't let anybody use you, manipulate you, and all those things that they try to do to you. So I feel like myself, I'm learning to love on me, because for many years I've let things go. I've let people run over me. I let people use me. I let people abuse me, which we'll talk about that later. But right now it's all about me. So of course I've been out of a relationship for going on about 3 years now, and I'm not gonna even lie to you guys, I am loving the freedom. But not only that, I am learning about myself. So that's what self-love and taking care of yourself is about. You learning about who you are. So I'm learning about Tanya. And as I'm going on this journey to learn about Tanya, I've learned a lot of things about her. She's very strong. She's very bright. And she's very creative. I love art. I love doing crafts, and I'm getting back into my creative side. And I'm learning that I let that go in the past because I let, you know, relationships get, you know, entangled in that. And I also let my kids intertwine in that, you know, and also life itself. Because if you guys don't know me, I am a woman of brilliance when I can be. I'm a woman of kindness always, and I also have aggressive part of me, and I have a bad girl side of me. So therefore I'm trying to bring out all the good and put the bad at the bottom of the barrel if I possibly can. And today's society, it's like you pick up bad traits, but not only that, you lose yourself in this world. And that's what happened to me. I lost myself out here in this world because I used to be into art. I used to be, you know, quiet. I used to be shy, be to myself. And then I let people in. Now, don't get it wrong. I'm not blaming anyone. I'm just letting you know that I had no self-control, I had no self-care, and I doggone sure had no self-love in all these situations. Now that I'm 42, we'll be 43 this year in 2022, I'm slowly but surely learning and picking up some of the things that I used to do again. You know, I used to draw, I used to paint, I used to write, and these are the things that I'm starting to pick up again, and it's taking me back to the good times. It takes me back to that happy place when I was younger. When I was feeling sad, I would draw. When I was upset, I would write, you know. And I'm closing a lot of doors to new habits that I picked up along the way, and trying to work with getting back to the Houston. Okay? So self-love in itself, you know, you have to do like I do, research on it. Because the reason why I research on certain topics and certain things is to get a better understanding of it. It doesn't mean you don't know, because you know half of the stuff that you know about yourself. You know that if you push yourself really hard, you'll find out how much strength you have. Okay, so it's like a situation where I don't have my lights get cut off, and I've sat up and I've cried many nights, and I've wondered where the next meal or the next place or where I was going to lay my head at and stuff like that. I worry about my kids, you know. I put them in situations that were not good. There was no self-love there at all. Not for me or for them. It's selfishness, because I was really selfish. And sometimes self-love, you do have to be selfish, but in a good way, you know. Like if you had your last dollar and somebody asked you for it and you knew they really needed it and you gave it to them, that was self-love right there, because you showed yourself that you can be kind to others. But if you know that you are not going to have anything to eat, or you want this job, sometimes you have to be selfish and hide that, you know, and keep it within until you get the job. That's called self-love, but you had to be selfish in that situation. And sometimes you do have to be selfish, you know, and it's okay. Even though people say, oh, you selfish, sometimes it's okay. You know, especially when you know your heart is not into a relationship. Sometimes you have to be selfish and take yourself out of that toxic situation for self. You have to think about you first. Sometimes you have to put you first, especially when it gets down to that. So self-love is a big, big topic. It's really huge. In today's time, you know, a lot of people I've seen get hurt and get used and get ran over, and they're not thinking about them because they don't know that about that self-love. They're not thinking about self-love. They're thinking that is kindness. Sometimes self-love goes a long way. And then once you love on yourself, you're teaching others how to love you. You're teaching them what not to do to you, that you won't allow them to do to you. Because if you allow someone to run over you, then it's all on you. It falls on you. So if you don't want that, you'll get up, pick yourself up, do the right things. And not only that, self-love comes with, you know, your physical appearance. You know, you look nice, but you're doing it for yourself. You're not doing it for others. Just like mental health, a lot of people don't have a self-love there because other things come in their minds. They're finding, you know, things that trigger them. Sometimes you have to fight through it. I fight through it every single day. Because once I'd be like, well, how did I let that person get to me in that way? Why am I holding this anger within? Because I don't love myself. If I allow myself to be angry or let somebody get to me, sometimes you have to find a way to deal with it and try to get beyond it. And not only that, get above it. Don't let it happen again. Don't let that person get to you. Find some way to cope with it. Now, the way I cope with it, sometimes I'll smile and keep, you know, walk it off. Or I go pray about it, because prayer works. It really does. Because that person comes back and they apologize because they feel bad. Even though they have this thing called, this saying called, kill them with kindness. Trust me, it works. It works. Just like I was talking to my mom the other day and telling her, you know, she has to stop saying things like, you know I messed up. Are you mad with me? And stuff like that. And I tell her, no, don't assume things. Just, you know that. Not saying ignore how the person feels or whatnot, but you have to look at things from all different corners. If I don't call her or text her back or what have you, she thinks you're mad at her. Why do we think like that first? That's not the way it's supposed to be. If someone don't return a text or call, we have to, like, okay, maybe they're busy. Maybe they got caught up in something. maybe I just call, try back later, you know. And another thing that messes with me mentally is when people make you feel bad for not reaching out to them. Everyone who thinks like that, let me tell you now, that's on you. If you feel like someone has to reach out to you, try reaching out to them, letting them know that, hey, I'm here still. It's okay. It's okay. Because it seems like nowadays life is based on tit for tat. Or, oh, you know, this and that. No, it's not like that. We have to be the bigger person sometimes. And it's okay to be the bigger person. I know some people feel like they do it all the time. But, you know, if you're the bigger person, you're doing the right thing. You do the right thing. And that's what it's all about. Now, another thing for self-love is health. A lot of us are not taking care of ourselves. I work in a pharmacy. And when I tell you, it's like medication is going skyrocketing high. So is conditions. Because we're out there saying we're going to do this, we're going to do that, and we don't do it. And then later on when we find out we're ill or we're not doing too well, now we want to get up and do it. No, do it before it happens, before it gets to that point. Take care of yourself. You know, get out the house, you know, and stuff like that. You don't have to be in a crowded place. You don't have to go out to bars and stuff like that. Just a simple walk through the park. A simple walk down the street, hit a block, come back. That's the way you get those muscles moving. You get that fresh air. Because a lot of us getting sick because we're in our house working from home. You're, afraid to go outside or whatnot. Let's get out and get a little bit of air. Even though this pandemic got us all turned upside down, we have to find self-love somewhere in there, guys. Somewhere. It's buried down in there. So for 2022, let's do that. If you haven't started already, like I have. And I have been working really hard on self-love and loving on myself, you know. I've this year, my daughter was really mean to me. And I was fed up with it. So for Christmas, guess what she got? Something that she needed. She needs deodorant. She needs lotion. She needs stuff like that. That's what was her gift. Not what she wanted. And it made me feel beat up inside because I'm like, I'm a bad mom. But then I thought about it. No, I'm not a bad mom. I'm making an example. I'm trying to show her that when you're not, you know, when you mistreat people in life, you don't always get good out of it. You have to show them that, hey, this is how I have to do it. This is what I'm going to show you. I'm going to teach you a lesson. And that in itself, it did not feel bad afterwards. She got the message. And I feel a lot, really, really good about my choice. Okay? For the first time, I don't feel bad at all. I feel like those are good parents. You know? You're not, that don't mean you're a bad parent because you can't get your child everything they want. But when you can get your child everything that they need, you're a great parent. Wanting and need, two different things. They want this, they want that. They want a new phone. They want a new bike. They want a new car. What about the stuff that they need? Food, lights, water. A roof over their head. Because right now, that's what we're up against. It's becoming to be those choices. And we also have to let people know, I mean, let our children know and people that it's other people out there that have it way worse, never had a Christmas, would not know what a Christmas looked like, not here to enjoy Christmas or to live life, you know, and to wake up every morning. So self-love in itself, that's the challenge. And it's a great thing because when you love yourself, you go out in that world, you feel so good about yourself and maybe you can teach others how to love themselves. And, you know, I promote it all the time. When I see somebody down, I just let them know that, hey, some people got it worse than you and are in a great spirit, high spirit. You know, look at all the cancer patients. Look at the people who have these illnesses and stuff. They try to enjoy life while they can, while they're here to still do it. You know, and it could be worse for you. It could be traumatizing. Okay, so I hope that this message reaches out to everyone and they understand that this world is very cruel at times. But we start from here, from our hearts, we can probably change it one person at a time. So promote self-love. Let people know, hey, I'm on that self-love tip. I'm on that love. Okay? Because when you love yourself, you'll know how to love others. But not only that, but others will know how to love you. And things will be a little bit easier in your life. A lot easier. I ain't gonna say a little bit. I'm gonna say a lot. Because, honey, when I tell you, I feel so good being by myself and stuff like that. I get to go amongst, you know, go shopping and having, you know, it's just, it's wonderful. And I'm starting to work on, you know, my appearance now, you know, and my health and stuff like that. My blood pressure is under control because I've changed my eating habits. I mean, not only do I not eat a lot of salt, I try to eat baked food. I'm starting to juice, you know. I know everybody's doing this juicing thing, but it's so good. But it makes you feel good in the inside too. Just knowing that you did something right, something, you know, to contribute to your lifestyle, you know, and to yourself, and to your health, and to your wealth, all that good stuff. And I'm going to be, you know, working on budgeting myself. This year, I'm going to be working on new goals that I'm setting for myself. My old goals, you know, some of them got accomplished, but some of them didn't go out too well. So I got to rethink everything and retry it again. That's why we get a new year. New you, new year, new everything, you know. So I want you guys to stay tuned because like I've been promoting. You can go to floridagirl.com to check up on me and see what I'm up to and stuff like that. I promise you I'll be posting more stuff. I'm also going to start a page on my website that I could help other mothers like me that's out there doing what they're supposed to do and try. I want to change and better themselves. I want to start something with all the mothers, especially the single mothers or the mothers that, you know, may need to, need a little inspiration because, you know, we're having these kids in this crazy world and we don't know which way to push it, you know, and I feel so bad for a lot of mothers who lost their sons, their daughters to the crazy violence of 2020 and 2021 and from here on, you know, and whatever may happen in the future, I don't know. I'm not a psychic, but I do want to reach out to those mothers to help them, to uplift them. So give me some ideas, guys, on what should I put on there, you know, like where should I go? If you know any organizations that, you know, I can tell them about to help them, you know, like I said, go to Florida Girl FM, click on there, send me a message or a suggestion or whatnot. And yeah, so I'm just trying to help the world to change it a little bit. You know, you got to do one step at a time, you know, and it all begins with you, you know, and you can't go out there trying to make things better and your life is a wreck, you know. So you start with yourself and in this situation, you got to be a little selfish, but then you go from there and along the way, help others a little bit at a time. I'm not going to say go out and try to hustle up $1 million to give to someone. I'm saying just a canned good, donate a toy, donate a dollar or 50 cents. That's where it starts. And that's where it begins at. Okay. So, yeah, until next time, I will talk to you guys soon. Love you guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. All right. I'll talk to you later. We'll be right back. Thank you for stopping by Florida Girl FM. You can also find me at floridagirl.com or on Facebook, Instagram at TanyaTalk19. All right, until next time, I'll talk to you guys soon.